Were you surprised, or did you see it coming?
To be honest, I was just excited. You know, I wasn't really thinking about, you know, the more you guys get to know me, you know I'm not lying to you. I really wasn't thinking about being the starter, being the backup. I was really focused on learning the offense the best that I could. So that way, when I got out on the field, whenever that time was, I could help this team win, you know, because that's all I care about is the Raiders winning. And, you know, so when he told me, I was excited, but it wasn't like I was thinking about it. You know, is he going to tell me? Is he not? It caught me. It was really a surprise because I wasn't thinking about it.
How has Sean been with you since the switch has
been? Oh, he's been great. Nothing has changed. You know, we were sitting there. As soon as I found out, the next morning I saw him. I walked in the quarterback room, and he said, "Hey, congrats, man." Shook my hand, and I started just asking how he's doing. You know, how's the family? How's everything? Nothing has changed. You know, in fact, I think he's probably helped more, you know, because we're game planning this week, you know, of me reminding me of things during the meetings or during practice or when we got one-on-one time, just whenever around the facility. He's, you know, he's really just been, hey, just don't forget when they do this, just remember this, and he's been great.
Do you credit him for helping you progress as a rookie quarterback?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, I praise God for everything, every opportunity, everything that, I've been given. You know, first and foremost, I was raised great, had some great coaches, had my brother, had my dad to learn the game. But when I got here, Shabby just, he kind of, I don't say take me under his wing, but he said, if you need anything, just ask. And so I wasn't scared to ask. And, you know, once he saw that I really cared about what we're doing here, he just opened up and, full on helped me with anything, any questions, even during games. You know, he had just, may have taken a sack or, got hit. And, usually if I get hit, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm mad. I'd ask him, hey, what was the call there? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, it was this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, thanks. Because he genuinely cared about me, growing as a rookie.
What was your brother's reaction when you got the news? Any advice for you heading into
He was fired up. He was excited for me. The whole family was excited, obviously. At the same time, it's just football. So it didn't. It was an excitement. Hey, congrats! And then we went about our lives. In our family, football is not everything. So it was cool. It's it's a wonderful opportunity. But that was it.
Some of the players were joking during your. After your first preseason game, that you were really animated when you came in the huddle for the first time in a game, and that and Wiz after the last one had said, "Hey, you're not looking like a rookie anymore. Now you're going to go on the road, your first regular season game. You have to. How do you control that emotion?"
Oh yeah, no, I'm obviously going to be excited. Mm-hmm. Obviously going to be excited, but as Wiz tells me all the time, if we can just keep getting more. Less and less rookie, we'll be good. So, he's been great in helping me also, especially during games, answering any questions I have and all that. So we have a great veteran group here around, around this whole team. And so I just try and pick everybody's brain. I told Charles and Tuck, I'm going to bug them until they're out of here. So I hope they get used to it.
Derek, you've had a lot of life experiences that help you become the mature person you are. Mm. How has that helped on the field?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah. I know who I am as a person, and, when people think of Derek Carr, I don't want them to think of, oh, he's just a quarterback. He's just a football player, because that's not what I am. First and foremost, obviously, I'm a Christian. I love my family. I'm faithful to them. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a brother. I'm a son. And then I just happen to play football. And so by going through what I went through in my life, I know who I am as a person. So when I step out on the football field, this is just fun to me. That's why, why I get so excited in that first game. It's just so fun to me. I get to be out here and we get paid to do this. We're playing football. And, I think that that's, just everything that we've went through in our lives, in my family, it just makes football. Whatever happens in football, it's just a game. It doesn't matter if I go out and throw the 3 touchdowns against, Seattle or, I go out and throw 8 picks. I'm going to be the same person. Obviously, as a competitor, I'm going to be mad, but I'm going to be the same person because football is never going to define who I am.
Let's see, you've been watching film forever. What are some of the things that Rex Ryan's going to present for you this week as a rookie quarterback and on the road the first game?
He's got a great blitz package. He's got obviously a lot of different looks that he'll show. Me being a rookie, he's probably going to want to show them all. I go in and expect, as much as I can. I expect everything. And then if something doesn't happen, then I'll be surprised. That's how I have to prepare. I have to prepare for everything, even maybe something he hasn't shown but could show. I reach out to anybody who can help me, and I called my brother because he's played him seven times. Mm-hmm. I called him. I was like, hey, let's talk, Jets. you were there. You've seen him. So we talked. I obviously, picked his brain, took notes, and, that was it. Now I went about my business for the rest of the week and, pick Schaub's brain, pick the coach's brain. So I expect a lot.
Is it possible to put so much in your brain that you do too much or not?
I think if you – for me, no. For me, no. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it works for anybody else. But I try and over-prepare. Just like obviously this is a different game. But, all I have to relate to is college. In college I would overthink. I'd overthink everything. Oh, they did this, but they could do this, this, and this. They did one thing, but they could do five other things. That's how I think. Because when the game comes, I don't want to be surprised by anything. Obviously being a rookie, it might happen, once or twice. Hopefully it doesn't. But, I just try my best during the week to win the game.
Derek, when you think about the intangibles to, have the guys rally around you and become the leader on the field, is that a conscious thing or is that just a natural part of growing up as a quarterback that is just innate? Your characteristics?
I don't know. For me, when I go out there, I'm so passionate about the game because, I want kids to – not just kids, but people to watch the games and see, wow, that guy is really passionate about what he does. I want to know more about him. And, that's what I try and do. And so, if it correlates to being a leader or having intangibles or whatever, those things are, so be it. But for me, I just go out and I just try and be – the most passionate teammate that I could be. So when we score, when I'm so excited because one of my best friends just caught a touchdown or one of my best friends just ran a touchdown. Those are the kind of things that get me, excited, because I like to see others succeed.
Speaking of best friends and all that sort of stuff, coaches take you guys out on Thursday, maybe bond a little bit more. Hmm. What are your thoughts? Just heading out. It seems to be a little earlier than usual.
If coach took us out tomorrow, I'd be all for it. Whatever Coach Allen says, that's what I go by. I go by the head coach's word, and I'll always stand by that, no matter what. He's our leader. He's the guy that's going to lead us. And, I'm excited, to get out there early and to, be able to spend some time with teammates and, those things. It's just more time together, which is nothing but good, for a football team. And, I'm excited to have that time together. Yeah, I mean, if the decision wasn't mine to make, so I did everything that I could. So if the people that make those decisions decide that, then I hope so. I'm just gonna continue to be myself. I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna be the same person, throughout this whole thing. So the responsibilities, the stresses, and all those things don't matter to me. This isn't stressful. It's a game. Yeah, I'm obviously gonna put as much into it as I can. From an effort, I'm exhaust every opportunity that I can, but stressed out and all those things, that'll never happen.
Whatever disappointment there was at not going to the first round, you seemed to put aside real quick once the Raiders had picked you and that you were and you were here. But now that you're the only rookie that's starting in week one, do you feel like any sense of validation at all?
No. I just came in here and I did my best to get on the field. Obviously, as a competitor, every college kid wants to go in the first round growing up. But some people didn't see it that way. And, I'm glad they didn't because I ended up in a great spot and the exact spot that I wanted to be, So I can't, be upset at it at all.
Even though you say it's just football, You grew up a Raider fan.
Well, yeah.
So does it mean a little bit more to know that you're the starting quarterback, kind of like a dream come true, I guess?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. That kid, in you when you're finally a starting quarterback, one of 32, people in the world, doing this job. It's really cool, and don't get me wrong about me not, saying it's just football. I love what I do, and that's why I'm so passionate. That's why I give everything I have to it. I just say it just because it's not going to define who I am. But absolutely, I was very excited. Don't get that wrong. I was so excited, because growing up, my uncle was a Raider, you know, that whole thing. And I was so excited to be the quarterback, but, you know, in the end, you know, I got to go out and work, you know, so I can't just, you know, like Coach Ole says, don't let this moment be your best moment as an NFL player, just being told you're the starting quarterback and then everything else is downhill after that, you know. So, you know, we want to make more great moments, but it was definitely a great thing. It definitely was. A
couple more for Derek, guys.
What do you think you've shown the most since you came in here 2 months ago? Like, did you feel as an area had to really show you've improved on? What was your terms of just being the quarterback skills on the field?
Oh, yeah. You know, just getting back to, you know, being under center, getting, you know, there's still footwork. I messed up on footwork things today. There's still things that everyone on that field has to work on, and myself included, you know, especially being a rookie quarterback. You know, this is one of the hardest jobs in the world, you know, as, you know, other people say. You know, there's constantly things to work on. I need to get better every day. But, you know, getting back under center, doing the play action, all that, because I hadn't done it in, you know, 2 or 2.5 years. You know, so I think that would be the biggest growth just because I didn't do it. You know, so I'd say that. But for the most part, you know, I feel, you know, like the coaches have been doing a great job of teaching me something and then, you know, harping on me. You know, I love when they stay on me about things because I just want to get better. You know, you can harp on me all day. You know, if it's going to help me and help this team win, I'm all for it.
Last
one. Derek, Coach Allen said the attitude of this team has been being all in all season. What do you take from that mantra?
You know, you got to be all in every aspect of your life. You know, that's how I take it. You know, I've been around some good teams. I've been on some teams that weren't good at all. And I was the quarterback, you know, for all those teams. And the one thing that I could say about the best teams that I was on is the people that were all in to the program on the field and off the field and in life was the best teams I was on. Maybe not the most talented, but it was always the best teams that I was on because we'd go out and play for each other. We weren't playing selfishly. We weren't playing because we wanted to be all conference or now Pro Bowlers or those kind of things. We were literally playing because we didn't want to see the guy next to us fail. And so, you know, if we have that mindset, then it should be all good.